This is the program that is going to give you the latest details on the bread market. The French are not eating bread the way they used to, consuming just half a baguette per day, we're told. That's down from a full baguette on average 40 years ago. The stats worry the French baker's lobby enough that they have launched a campaign to keep bread on people's minds. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley sends this report.
Bread is still central to any French meal, but the way people eat those meals is changing. Bernard Valius is head of the Observatoire du Pain, the French baker's and miller's lobby.
People used to sit down around the table with the family or with friends to have lunch or dinners. You cannot imagine if you go in a restaurant or in a house you have a lunch or dinner without bread.
Now, says Valius, more people snack and eat on the run, especially young people and those living in cities. While nearly 97% of the French eat bread, they don't necessarily eat it every day, says Valius. The campaign aims to change that.
What we want to do is just to make sure that people have the reflex going home at night to buy the bread. That's all.
Inspired by the California Milk Board's campaign, Got Milk, the Observatoire du Pain came up with the slogan, Coucou, tu as pris le pain? Which translates roughly as, Hi there, did you pick up the bread? The slogan is plastered on billboards and inscribed on bread bags in 130 cities around the country.
Oui, alors je suis très surprise quand même.
Le Grenier à Pain is the most popular bakery in my 15th arrondissement neighborhood. It's run by sisters Elsa and Emmanuel Condé, who aren't even aware of the Eat Bread campaign. But they hardly need it. Most of the time, people are lined up out the door to buy bread from the Condés. Elsa Condé says their success is because everything here, patisseries, cakes, and bread, is made from scratch and on the premises.
It takes 5 hours to make a baguette, from the moment you weigh the ingredients to when you take it out of the oven. And that's the key, time. The longer you let the dough rest and ferment, the better the bread will be.
While all French bakers used to do it that way, mechanization is on the rise and many boulangeries even bring in frozen dough to bake what are known as industrial baguettes. They're white, contain additives, and are often pretty tasteless. But a decline in quality has also led to the emergence of a new breed of artisanal bakers devoted to doing it the traditional way. Emmanuel Condé pulls a caramel-colored baguette out of the oven.
This baguette, as you can see, the color is caramel, okay? When you do like this, you can hear it's crispy, okay? So when you cut it inside, you see the holes, which is the sign of the traditional way to do the baguette.
There's another recent trend that sends shivers up any traditional baker's spine. More and more people like their baguettes softer and undercooked. The Condés say this is a result of inroads made by artificial supermarket loaves, and they say they're trying to educate their customers about good taste. The vast majority of French people, especially Parisians, still pick up their bread at the neighborhood bakery. France enjoys the highest density of independent bakeries in the world, 32,000, and the French consume around 10 billion baguettes a year. New Yorker Amanda McLean has been in France 25 years. She's picking up a well-baked baguette for her husband here. She actually likes her bread more doughy. But Paris has a bakery for everyone, says McLean.
The building just across the street, in front of it on the other side, I can see it from my window, is my favorite. This one is his favorite. And then there's a new one opening up right over there.
The Bread Observatory's campaign website says bread is a staple of health and conviviality and should never be skipped, even when you're on a diet. 89-year-old Christiane Serpagli is buying her daily demi-baguette.
Le pain pour moi, c'est vital.
Bread is vital for me, says Serpagli. In the morning, I always eat a half baguette with lots and lots of butter. She says, I've never worried about gaining weight.
J'ai jamais regardé ma ligne. Et voilà.
Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.